Hello and welcome to Strategic Investor Radio on octalkradio.net, where we bring you investment strategies you are not hearing elsewhere. We're broadcasting today again from Las Vegas at the annual conference of ADISA. And we have here Peter Ricciuti, who's the keynote speaker for the conference. And he comes to us from Tulane University, where he is a professor in New Orleans, Louisiana. Peter, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio.
Oh, thanks. You've got it in a great spot here. You know, now there's a nonstop between New Orleans and Las Vegas, so they've connected the two sin cities.
Well, that's great. We're glad it wasn't that difficult for you to get here. So, Peter, tell us, what are you speaking about today here at the conference?
Well, I'm going to talk about the markets and the economy. I think there's a real misunderstanding by a lot of people. I think the media have really downplayed that this has been a very strong economy since 2009, and that's why the stock market has tripled. And I don't know if bad news sells better than good news, but I want to talk a lot about the underlying strengths in this economy and the opportunities out there.
Well, I'm sure everybody will enjoy hearing that, and since we're primarily energy and real estate people here, they're going to be very pleased to hear that the economy is doing well and should continue to do so. Now, I know you're doing some very unique and interesting things down there at Tulane with your students in actually interviewing companies and analyzing and evaluating their worth. And actually, a mutual fund has been created from that. Tell us about this project.
Well, thanks. It's Birken Road Reports. I started it 22 years ago, and it's the only university program like this in the country. I take 200 students every year, divide them up into teams of five, and each team is assigned to one of 40 small-cap, underfollowed companies in the Deep South. And we call these stocks under rocks. And we go out there, we visit with the company, meet the CEO, the CFO, the company sites, and we go out and we publish investment research reports on the company. And the reports are all free. They're just on www.birkenroad.org, B-U-R-K-E-N-R-O-A-D.org. And I think the thing we're most proud of is we've sent about 750 students from this program and jobs in the investment business. So it's been a great springboard.
Well, your background and experience, besides having a PhD in business, what's your background and experience in the business world and the finance world?
Well, actually, I'm one of those practical folks that came in, so I don't really have a PhD, but I started in Boston with Kidder Peabody & Company about 30 years ago, and came down to Louisiana, and I was the chief investment officer for the state. I managed about $3 billion for the state. And while I was up there, a number of constituents would ask me where they could find information about this local company or that local publicly traded company, and there wasn't much out there. You know, we're deep in the swamps, and so I realized I had all these sharp students at Tulane, and they would love the experience, and the companies would love the coverage. And so one thing led to another, and now we're a big event. You know, we not only the reports go out to about 5,000 investors, but we have a conference every spring. This year it'll be April 22nd, where all the 40 companies we follow send their CEOs and CFOs, and it's open to the public. It's free, and it's also the first weekend of Jazz Fest in New Orleans, which is the time everybody wants to be there, so it's kind of like cheating. We get a good crowd.
Well, that's great. And so where did the students who do this analysis, the methodologies for doing that analysis, first of all, is it fundamental analysis?
It's absolutely fundamental analysis, totally outkicking the tires. And it's Ben Graham, Warren Buffett kind of analysis. And we're really out there. You know, we're I always laugh that sometimes I think we have the best field trips in the free world. We've taken helicopters to offshore oil rigs. We've gone to steel mills. We've gone to chicken processing plants. If you've never been to a chicken processing plant, do take the family. It's a nice outing. So it's and after a couple of years of therapy, these kids are fine after a trip like that. So it's but it's been really great. That hands-on learning is what the students want, and it's really what the employers want. And of course, it's a win-win because these companies don't have much exposure on Wall Street. A lot of times, they're not very sexy, the businesses they do, but you know, they're well-run. They have decent margins, and that eventually gets put into a stock price. So we've had 36 companies bought out since we started 22 years ago, And then, of course, the other thing we're very proud of is one of the local banks liked what we're doing so much, Hancock Bank, that they created a Birken Road Mutual Fund. It trades under the ticker symbol HHBUX, and it has about $800 million in it now. They utilize the students' research, and it's been open about 14 years, and it's outperformed 94% of the nation's mutual funds. So I always kid with people, I have the lowest payroll on Wall Street, zero, but we're doing quite well.
Well, Peter, congratulations. Again, that is a very unique opportunity that you've created there for these students, and that you've given them the experience and the opportunities of doing that evaluation, and you've given them a methodology to follow, okay? And we all know that's how Warren Buffett got famous and extremely wealthy, and he invests in companies that are definitely not sexy and recognizes their value. And in theory, Wall Street says the same thing, but in reality, that's not what the analysts really look at. That's not what sells newspapers. And so you guys have figured out a way to evaluate that, teach people how to do that, get people jobs. So one day I hope you make money from that.
I own a little bit of the mutual fund, so I think I always laugh because I have two children, 18 and 21, and they were the first investors in the fund. So I think they've been pretty happy. It's paid for college at least, so that's worked out. But it's been wonderful, and this conference, I've met a lot of great folks here already. So I'll tell you, when you put it at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas, you're going to get a good turnout.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, Peter, thank you very much for joining us. And again, contact information for the fund or for you or whatever, what do you have for us?
Yeah, the mutual fund is HHBUX, and if they want the research, it's www.birkenroad.org, B-U-R-K-E-N-R-O-A-D. And also, I host a business radio show on National Public Radio in New Orleans, and it's called Out to Lunch, and it's we do it at Commander's Palace, which is arguably one of the best restaurants in the world, so I have no problem getting guests. And if you go to www.wwno, that's the radio station it's on, .org, they can listen to it. We have some great guests, and we put some real personalities on that show.
Well, that's great. Well, Peter, again, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it, and offer our best wishes to you and to your students and to the mutual fund and all you've got going there, and for your speaking engagements as well. You speak fairly often out on the circuit?
Yeah, I do about 50 of these a year, and it's a good way for us to, first of all, I love to talk about the markets because I'm taking a very different angle on it. You know, I tend to be a lot more optimistic. I believe, you know, the U.S. economy continues to push through whatever problems it's had, and it has since, you know, if you bet against the U.S. since 1776, you've lost, you know, so, and I think we're doing pretty well. I think it's starting to be reflected in stocks, and I don't know what it is. Maybe bad news sells better than good news, but I have some good ideas, and of course, I like to share what we're doing with the students, that people like to hear a good pro-business kind of story out there, but Charlie, it has been great to meet you.
Well, thank you very much. And again, we appreciate what you're doing out there, and we look forward to hearing you as the keynote speaker here at the conference. Again, we've been talking with Peter Ricciuti, the keynote speaker here at the ADESA conference, and he's a professor at Tulane University in New Orleans, and you've been listening to Strategic Investor Radio on octalkradio.net, and we'll be right back.